From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Violence between Palestinians and Israeli police surged Saturday in the occupied West Bank town of Hebron and in Jerusalem, with police reporting at least four knife-wielding Palestinians killed in separate incidents. Authorities have said several Israeli security personnel were wounded in the attacks. At least 40 Palestinians and seven Israelis have died during weeks of street violence, linked in part to rumors that Israelis plan to take over the East Jerusalem holy site, known to Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque and to Jews as the Temple Mount. Israel has adamantly denied these claims. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is set to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu next week to discuss the situation. Russia's prime minister said Saturday that Russia's military aim in Syria is to defend its national interests and defeat the Islamic State, and not to keep President Bashar al-Assad in power. In an interview with the Russia TV channel, Dmitry Medvedev said it is not important to Russia who leads Syria in the future, so long as it's not ISIS. In Washington on Friday, U.S. President Barack Obama commented on Russia's Syria campaign, declaring that a ground offensive is not going to work.
Because they are trying to support a regime that, in the eyes of the overwhelming majority of the Syrian people, is not legitimate.
Obama's comments come as the U.S. and Russia have reached an agreement in principle to avoid each other's aircraft as both countries conduct air campaigns in Syria. Obama said that was the only issue the two countries agreed on since Russia began its military campaign at the end of September. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iran rejects allegations that its recent long-range missile test violates United Nations Security Council resolutions. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said Saturday that, contrary to the claims of the United States and France, Iran's missile tests have nothing to do with the resolution, which only mentions missiles designed to carry nuclear warheads. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. She said the U.S. will seek appropriate action.
It does appear that the missile launch that Iran conducted did violate U.N. Security Council resolutions, so we will indeed bring it to the Security Council and press for the appropriate action. We're also looking bilaterally at things that we can do as well.
A friendly fire airstrike from the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen killed at least 20 fighters and wounded 20 more on Saturday. The incident happened while coalition forces in pursuit of Shiite Houthi rebels in southern Yemen struck a pro-government military encampment. The fighters had just forced the Houthis from the camp when the airstrikes hit them. Guinea's president, Alpha Conde, has won a second term, the country's election commission announced 6 days after polling ended. Conde won with about 58% of the votes. The stability of the world is directly linked to climate change and its impact on food security for billions of people, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said on Saturday. Kerry argued that unrest tied to agricultural failure caused by climate change poses an international threat, and he urged attendees at a conference he was speaking at to act quickly.
Later this year, the world will come together at the United Nations Climate Conference in Paris. And we need every country on the same page, all pushing for an ambitious, durable, and inclusive agreement that will finally put us on the path towards a global clean energy future.
Secretary Kerry was speaking at the Milan Expo, a conference focused on food security issues. A powerful, slow-moving typhoon is swirling towards the Philippines, raising the threat of torrential rains and catastrophic flooding. Authorities have begun canceling flights, and local officials are conducting forced evacuations of coastal regions and flood-prone areas. The storm has sustained winds of up to 200 kilometers per hour. Pope Francis has called for a healthy decentralization of power in the Catholic Church. This includes a greater role for the laity, more decision-making authority for bishops, conferences, and even changes to the papacy. Francis made his comments Saturday during a ceremony marking the 50th anniversary of the Synod of Bishops, which meets occasionally to advise the Pope. From Washington,
that's the latest world news from VOA.